The Indians going for their second straight win over the Rays. Jay Bruce getting a second straight start with Cleveland at the plate in a scoreless game in the first. Two on, two outs facing Chris Archer.
Archer throws. He popped him up. Shallow left field. Bluth is out. Dickerson in. Is it going to be Bluth? He's all by himself, and the ball drops between them. You could just see it coming. All the way to second is Bruce. Encarnacion to third. Ramirez scores. Merry Christmas, Cleveland. It's 1-0.
Got it to extras and still lost.
3-2 to Miller, got him swinging. Brad goes down on a fastball, and Clevinger records his second K. And on 0-2, he reached and chased a bad one there. Strike three. That's another thing he has been susceptible to, is breaking balls out of the strike zone. On the way to Plouffe coming in, swinging a miss. He struck him out. He strikes out the side.
At Tropicana Field, the 0-2 bounced in, and it squirted away from Ramos. He gathers it, throws to the plate. The tag, not in time. Lindor is safe, but it's 2-0 Indians.
Now he sets and comes home. Swing, line drive, base hit, right field. And the third run is home. Here comes Ramirez to score. Jay Bruce delivers as a Cleveland Indian, and they've got a 3-0 lead.
In the seventh inning, swings the leg and the pitch on its way. Swing and a miss by Brad Miller, and he struck out twice today. Two gone. Ninth strikeout of the night for Clevinger. The 2-2 pitch is a swing and a chopper toward short. Lindor in to scoop it up, throws on the run. It's offline, but Santana had time to come off the bag, get it, and go back to the bag. And that will retire the side. Rays go three up, three down.
Cody Allen is 20th save as the Indians blank the Rays for the second straight game. Mike Clevinger the win, going seven scoreless innings. Jay Bruce is second straight multi-hit game. He also notches two RBIs. The Rays blanked for the second straight game. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
More of the same. Look, I don't have an explanation. We're in an offensive funk. It is what it is. We're going to get out of it eventually. We need to turn things around. I think the guys know that. Good pitching and us not being, not seeing, having our timing at the plate right now. Those two things happen at one time, and you're going to spiral a little bit offensively. And I think that's kind of what we've done here the last five, six games. So it's unfortunate, but you know what? We got to bounce back somehow. Get ready to face a good pitcher in Corey Kluber tomorrow. We got Austin Pruitt on the mound, and he's throwing the ball well for us. Go give us a chance to win and go from there.
What kind of toll has this taken on your team mentally?
It's tough to tell. I mean, as much as we talk about the clubhouse and how much we believe in the guys in here, I think, you know, to a degree, it's got to take a toll. But we also believe on the character of the guys that we'll overcome this as a group. And you know, it's not one man. It's not our one guy. It's not two guys. It's a complete lineup that is, you know, spiraling a little bit. And we need that big inning to turn something around for us.
Do you think that some of the offensive frustration leads to some of the other mistakes, like Brad Miller getting thrown out of third base?
You know, Brad, I think Brad, you know, that's probably a sign of being probably a little bit over-aggressive at that situation. But saying that, he's trying to do something to jumpstart us. And, you know, it doesn't look good when he gets thrown out, but, you know, I think it's done with good intention trying to help get the offense fired up to a degree.
Piggybacking off that, Kevin, do you think defensively there's been some issues? It kind of looked like Dickerson maybe could have taken charge of that delivery.
Yeah, I mean the first play in the inning, I couldn't tell if it hit something or it didn't, but I know Dickey ran a long way, and then it looked like both guys, I don't know if either one of them were sure that they were going to catch it, but they were, you know, both guys assumed the other a little bit. So it's unfortunate, but look, we got to be able to overcome a mistake like that. And you know, I know it allowed one in, but we're good enough to overcome it. We're just not doing it right now.
Could you have been a little more aggressive on the double by Ramirez as well?
No, I thought that was a tremendous play. He got to the ball as quick as he could and got rid of it and threw it right on the money. I mean, credit the guy for, you know, getting out of the box really well. You're talking about the ball down the line that Corey threw on the run. No, I thought that was a really good play.
And then you guys are in a funk, but how good was their guy tonight, their starter?
He was good. He was good, man. We're facing good quality pitchers, and we're facing good pitchers that seem to be having
you know, probably some of their better games of the season against us right now. So that's not a good combination when you've got an offense that's struggling a little bit.
You said before the game you weren't thinking of changing up the lineup or moving guys in or out. So you still believe on just being patient with these guys? And
yeah. I mean, look, I mean, I don't know how to what would I do? Take all nine of them out? So we want to give some guys a day off. But at the same time, you know, we're playing the lineup that we feel gives us the best chance to win right now. And sometimes you got to kind of see it through with some of these struggles.
And then Archer kind of got off to a rough start. Not really his fault there. I mean, what did you see from Archer?
Well, I mean, he walked the guy that scored and then gave up a hit. So, you know, we play this all together. I thought Arch, he threw the ball all right. You know, I know that Cleveland has challenged him in the past. And I thought he threw the ball well enough that, you know, a couple runs and it's probably a little bit different ball game.
Rays starter Chris Archer talked about the Rays' tough luck loss.
Hopefully we can turn the page tomorrow. Baseball is beautiful. There's opportunity every day to do something special. So hopefully we can do that tomorrow.
You've always said you pride yourself on getting deep into a game. Your streak of 6-plus got snapped tonight. A little bit frustrated about that.
Frustrated about the loss more than anything.
Has there been any more pressure on the starters based on the lack of offense?
Not really. All we can do is our best, and we feel like we're doing that. You know, it's not going to be 7 shutout every single night, but we feel like we're giving our team, for the most part, we're giving our team a chance to win, and that's all we can do.
Up next, the series concludes on Sunday with Austin Pruitt on the Hill.